Hey, welcome to the Commando On Demand Insider Podcast. I'm Mike James, and in just moments, we're going to be listening to another hour of this past weekend's Kim Komando show. And Kim is going to be sharing all kinds of great information about helping you get through this time of coronavirus and working from home and staying safe. Now, normally we have Commando On Demand as a very separate program from the Kim Komando show, and you can listen to that on the Commando community. But these are very different times, and so we are doing very different things. You can get a 90-day free trial of Commando Community at getkim.com. And what that allows you to do is you can listen to all 3 hours of the show. You can stay in touch through blogs and much, much more. That's, again, at getkim.com. Use promo code Kim. Get a 90-day free trial of the Kim Komando show. And then once those 90 days are up, it's going to be the regular $4.99 per month. All right. Just moments away from an hour of this past weekend's Kim Komando show on Commando On Demand Insider.
You know, so we've all been working from home, self-isolating, taking our leaders' advice. No one in, no one out. That's my motto. And a lot of what you see here, if you're watching the Kim Komando show through your Komando community membership, Barry, Ian, and I set up. And because we are not doing the show from our beautiful 24,000 square foot studio complex, because we are self-isolating. I actually called Jeremy and John in over a month ago. And I said, you know, what if we had to all work remotely? Could we do it? And they both assured me that, yeah, we could. And then over 2 weeks ago, that's when I said, okay, we're going to all work from home to help, you know, not help with the spread and flatten the curve and everything that everybody likes to say. And we truly have been doing that. And I am so pleased and I'm so thrilled that, you know, the entire Westar Kim Komando Show team has truly come together. We have meetings every day and we are productive. We've launched a new newsletter in the middle of all this. And the traffic to our website is going crazy like gangbusters. And Charles is making all the changes that we need them to make, along with Jeremy and Allie and Ben and the entire writing staff. And Jamie's keeping everything together and Kip's still selling. And Amber's making sure that the bills are paid and HR issues are taken care of. And as a small business owner, it gives me great pleasure to see that our company is continuing when I'm seeing that so many small businesses just, you know, aren't making it and they're not going to make it. And so many of you have been asking about my mother, and thank you for doing that. I just want to tell you that mom is doing great. She's self-isolated. I go over to her house every day. I bring her supplies, food, whatever. But I'll tell you, I never get too close. And the other day she looked at me, she goes, I just want to hug you. I'm like, nope, can't do that. She hadn't seen Ian for almost a month. And so yesterday I opened her screen door and Ian stood outside the door and she was well into her kitchen and they had a conversation. And you could see that, you know, I think both of them had tears in their eyes because they're so close. And I can't wait until I can give my mom a great big hug. I can't wait until we can get back into our studios. But I really believe that we're all going to be okay. Maybe even better. Maybe we won't be so divided as a nation. Maybe we will, at the end of all this, truly be united in this United States of America, where there are 400 stations that carry the Kim Komando show. And I'm so thrilled and so delighted that you're sharing part of your time with us. And if you are listening on the American Forces Network Radio, our service men and women, we salute you and we thank you for everything that you're doing right now. And welcome to the show. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I know you have a few questions. I've been getting my email and I do read every single question that you send in. Some of them we invite you to call the show. Others we will compile and answer in some of our newsletters and on our website. So just know that every single note that you do send me, that I do truly, truly read. And again, that number is 1-888-825-5254. And if you'd schedule a time and you'd like to make an appointment to speak with me here on the show, really easy to do. Just head over to the website. That's commando.com. And then there's a link on the right-hand side that says Kim Show. Just fill out that form and Manny will get back with you and we'll schedule you right in. And I got to tell you about Identity Guard, great sponsor of ours, because in today's digital world, safeguarding your identity is an absolute must. I trust Identity Guard to protect me, and you should too. And make the switch with me today. Save up to 33% on your plan when you sign up at identityguard.com/Kim. Once again, that special address is identityguard.com/Kim. All right. Typical reminder that this is not a typical format of my show, but the times aren't typical right now either. There are some tech trends that are happening right now as a result of the pandemic. And when it comes to the tech you wear, it's not just smartwatches or fitness trackers anymore. You might remember last year when Amazon released this Alexa-powered ring for your finger. They weren't the only ones. A startup called Aurora has released a $300 smart ring of their own to monitor health metrics like fitness activities, your heart rate, your temperature, your sleep. And now they're being utilized by emergency health workers in one of the hardest hit states in the country. Now, this is according to the San Francisco Chronicle. About 2,000 medical workers in San Francisco and their hospitals will be wearing these rings as part of a program meant to help detect signs of COVID-19 early. The hope is that the ring might be able to detect early warning signs like an elevated temperature right before someone might start experiencing symptoms. Because with advanced warning, the staff can stay home so they don't spread the coronavirus or any other illness. Now, the doctor heading up this whole project eventually wants the rings to compile data from both healthy people and those infected to learn about the early warning signs so that they can develop some type of algorithm. Okay, so moving on, you hear about these viral social media challenges, stupid pranks. Rarely is there ever good news. Some states are starting to crack down on these pranks. Maybe you've heard about the idiots that are licking toilet seats or products on store shelves. Others are coughing on grocery store produce just to get likes on social media. But not all these viral fads are bad. If you're on Instagram, you may be seeing this and wondering, what the heck is this about? You post a silly, maybe an embarrassing photo of yourself on Instagram along with the words, until tomorrow. Then you send messages to anyone who liked your post, asking them to post their own silly photos for 24 hours only, you know, until tomorrow. So that's where it comes from. As of Thursday, there were nearly 600,000 Instagram posts with the until tomorrow hashtag. Now, another Instagram challenge encourages working out at home by doing push-ups. You post a video of yourself doing 10 push-ups and tag friends, and they do the same, and so on and so on and so on. By the way, a 21-year-old guy who licked a toilet seat for a TikTok coronavirus challenge, he's got the coronavirus, and he's really sick in a Beverly Hills hospital. And if you found yourself in front of TV more often, you might have wondered, what's going on with YouTube? The quality doesn't look that great. Well, internet traffic has just surged. We all know that. YouTube recently lowered video quality in the European Union to standard definition. Now it's that way in the U.S. Usually YouTube videos play the highest quality that it determines that your connection can support, which is 1080p or even 4K. YouTube has rolled back to 480p standard def by default. Something to keep in mind. Now you can change it back if you want. You can go in there. But just keep in mind all these back burner projects, these DIY videos that you've been watching, you probably don't need them in high def. So standard def is probably okay. Speaking of movies, the movie industry is another industry that's taken a big financial hit. Film productions have halted, pushed back. I read that there were in the first week of the stay at home edict in California, about 120,000 people in the production field, we're talking about video and movie and TV shows, suddenly unemployed in 24 hours. But if you want to watch some movies, kind of good ones, The Invisible Man, it hit theaters at the end of February. Now it's available through video on demand, $20 two-day rental. We watched it, referred it to a friend of mine in Florida. We all said, hey, you know, this is actually pretty good. The Way Back, starring Ben Affleck, debuted in theaters. Now it's a VOD as a rental. Harrison Ford, The Call of the Wild, comes to VOD as a $15 rental. Next week, we have Bad Boys for Life, Onward. We have a list of the new updated movies that you can watch at home, constantly updated over on the website. That's commando.com. And finally, automakers worldwide have shut down production over the coronavirus concerns. Car dealerships, they're staying open because they are under the essential business. I don't know if you've gotten emails, but I have from the places where I buy my car. So, you know, we'll come pick up your car and then have it serviced and then bring it back. Well, there's something that's happening in China. It's Volvo's parent company called Geely. And they launched a system where you could buy one of their cars online, pick it up at the dealership. And instead of you going to pick it up, it's fully disinfected and it's delivered to your home. And your brand new car keys are delivered to you via drone too. Now, back in the US, I bet those Carvana vending machines where you could buy a car doesn't look so silly now anymore, does it? Okay. Since the virus has hit like a freight train, a lot of small businesses, ours included, our revenues have taken a nosedive. You may have heard me mention that I had to make the really unfortunate call and lay off 4 people in the video production department because we cannot do the video TV show because it just takes too many people to do it. And we all have to be there at once in a very small area. And here in Arizona, the last I heard just this morning was that the virus should peak sometime in mid-May, which is 6 weeks. And as I've told folks, it's not like, you know, as it peaks, we just say, okay, well, today it's back to normal day. So I need you to support our show. I need you to support the people that bring you the newsletters and the website and the show. And so as you hear me talk about various advertisers, know that I have used their products. I continue to use their products. I have a Simply Safe home security system. I have a T-Mobile phone. I use ExpressVPN. I save money with Honey. I use Capterra to find software sometimes when you call the show and say, what kind of software can I use to run my yoga studio? And so when you hear me talk about these various companies, now more than ever, we need you. The collective we here at the Kim Komando Show, we need you to support our sponsors. All right, we have a special treat when we come right back. Of course, we have all of your phone calls, but I wanted to get some tips about isolation, how we can truly deal with being self-isolated. So I started thinking about it. Who is the most self-isolated person that we could ever think of? An astronaut, right? On the International Space Station. So we're so blessed to have Scott Kelly joining us when we come right back here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Still to come this hour, cyber attacks are increasing. I've got 5 things that you need to do right now. But we're all in self-isolation now. You know, most of us are, I should say. And, you know, I'm finding it hard to stay focused. Sometimes I'm finding it hard to stay motivated. I'm totally distracted. I keep looking at what's going on in the news, the Daily Mail, and trying to keep positive at all times, but we're not the only ones self-isolating. Imagine what it must be like to be in space on the International Space Station. And so I ran across an opinion piece over at the New York Times that was written by Scott Kelly. And Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kim.
So what was the most important lesson that you think you can pass along to all of us right now?
Well, you know, there are different kinds of lessons. I think, you know, there's certainly the lessons about how you deal with isolation. But I think, you know, more importantly than that, you know, one thing I learned by working at NASA for so long is that we are capable of doing some incredible things if we put our minds to it and work together. And I think that, and I'm confident that we can defeat this, but it's going to require all of us, you know, following the guidelines, making the right decisions, making smart decisions, and, you know, staying
not hanging
home.
Out on the beaches in Florida.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So we're going to get through this. But, you know, also I learned, I think, a lot of things that can help people while they're living in isolation as well.
And so you mentioned structure, to keep a structure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so how did you keep that structure in space?
Well, in space, we had a lot of help. You know, NASA provides us with a plan every day, a schedule. But one thing that I think people can do in this situation, and I do understand that everyone's in a different situation. I mean, some people can work from home, some can't, some have the right environment to do that, others can't. But in general, I think it's important to maintain a schedule that has, times to do certain things, times, when you get up to take care of yourself, personal hygiene, eat breakfast, just kind of contemplate what you're going to do for the rest of the day. And then, time for work, when you wake up and you're at work and when you go to sleep, you're still at work. There's a tendency to let work overtake your life. We need balance. We need time in our schedule to take care of our environment. When you're living in isolation, as is the case in space on the space station, it affects your immune system. And we can't have a depressed immune system, especially when we're concerned about this virus. So we need to take care of ourselves, take care of the environment we live in. We kind of treat the front of our house almost like an airlock now, trying to keep the bad stuff that's on the outside from getting in on the inside and making sure the place stays clean, scheduling time for hobbies and time for exercise, time to get outside, time to connect with, friends and family, all those things. If you schedule them appropriately, I think people will find that they feel like they have, a common mission, that the days will go by quicker, absolutely, rather than drag on.
That's a really good point. I'm going to take that advice myself, is to actually make a schedule instead of saying, well, maybe after lunch I'll go for a walk. I mean, my phone gave me a message yesterday, said, "You have never walked so much in your entire life."
Yeah. We've been walking around downtown Houston every night, and we'll do it again, pretty much at the same time tonight.
So I have a question for you. We have just 30 seconds left. What does an astronaut do after being an astronaut?
Well, that's hard. It's hard to come to terms with not having that kind of focus and mission, but, I do my best. I do a lot of public speaking and writing now. I wrote a few books. I talk a lot about living in isolation. My book Endurance was about a large part about dealing with that. So, the point I want to make is we can do this. We need to do it together as a team, and we'll get through it.
And that's, and you said it right there. And thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kelly, for joining us here on the show. We'll post a link to the opinion piece as well as Scott's book over at commando.com and Kim's shows. All right, workout videos on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for some, in the app, just check exercise and fitness, all kinds of options like interval training, aerobics, Pilates. They're divided into 10 and 15-minute segments. So that's what you want to do. Once a day, just say, hey, I'm going to do 10 minutes to do this for your mind, body, and spirit. If you're not already an Amazon Prime member, you can take advantage of a 30-day free trial. All right, back to the phones we go with Matthew in Ocala, Florida, which is, I believe, isn't that just right outside Orlando, Matthew?
Ocala, yes. We're just outside of Ocala, about 100 miles north of Orlando. Thank you for having me on. Yes, we are a small craft distillery in western Marion County, which is the county that has Ocala in it. About 100 miles north of Orlando. And yes, we have repurposed our distillery for the moment into manufacturing hand sanitizer. We were able to deliver to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the Ocala Police Department, the Marion Oncology Clinic, a couple of pediatric treatment centers. We're getting some product Monday up to the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And about half of what we're manufacturing, we're actually allocating for distribution to the public at no charge.
Wow, you guys are great. Now, what kind of spirits did you make at Fish Hawk Spirits?
You mean normally when we're doing our day job?
Yes.
Yes, we manufacture whiskey. Our brand name for whiskey is Sui Generis. We manufacture vodka. The brand name for our vodka is Island Grove. We manufacture rum. It is the brand name is Resurgence Rum. We're a farm-to-bottle distillery. We use all local natural raw material sources close to here as we can possibly find it.
So that's really amazing, Matthew, that you've done this. How long did it take you to retro?
We're not the only ones doing this. We are doing it, but we have colleagues in this industry. James Two Brothers Distilleries is doing the same thing. Copper Bottom over in Daytona Beach is doing the same thing. St. Augustine Distillery in St. Augustine, Florida is doing the same thing. Most of us are all local. Most of us are from here. I'm actually a Florida cracker. My mom went to Ocala High School. This is home. When your neighbor's house is on fire, you lend a hand, and that's what we're doing.
Well, you know what? It's very nice of you to say it that way. You're a very humble and generous person. It's obvious. Let me ask you a question. How long did it take you to retrofit your operations to go from rum and whiskey to hand sanitizer?
Well, we didn't have to change equipment. We had to change processes, and we had to buy some raw materials plus containers. We're not allowed to hand you a liter bottle of hand sanitizer in one of our vodka bottles, for example. So we had to get the little squeezy bottles. We're not permitted to just use the high-strength ethanol that we make anyway and put it out. We had to denature it, and we're using hydrogen peroxide to do that. We originally were making it nice. We were using aloe vera and some lavender and essential oil to make it nice, but we were then told that we can't do that. So we're putting strong alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, and glycerin in the bottles. And we're producing about 500 a day at the moment. We think we can ramp it up to about 10,000 bottles a week at our facility. And we will continue doing this for as long as the supply chain is interrupted. And there is a message I would like for your audience to hear, which is, this is a hiccup in the supply chain. It's not a panic. The sky's not falling. Many, many people are doing the same thing we're doing. It will be available. For the audience that's listening in Florida, should you go down to Intec, which is the pickup point, and they should happen to run out of the batches we've already delivered, take a deep breath. We'll be delivering more on, I believe, Tuesday, and then again on Thursday.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew. Because the show is national, is there a website that lists everybody in your industry that is doing a similar type of good deed that we could share with everybody? Because
that I know of, but there are some things that people could go look for. Our industry association is known as the American Distilling Institute, ADI. And I saw in the circular that came out today, they're actually looking for people to wineries, breweries, everyone to produce what they can. And some coordination is beginning to take place. All of the people that are doing this at the moment, like us, I think have done it spontaneously just because, you're in my community, people need it, and I can make it, so I'm doing it. But what we put in our stills is, technically speaking, it's either beer or wine. So we have to make the alcohol first in fermentation, then we distill it out to the high strength, and then that gets denatured and bottled. I think there are many, many people who might be able to do some good if they will check out the ADI circular, where they are listing out centralized collection points for craft breweries and craft wineries and that sort of thing. In our case, we are fermenting our own beer that we're running, and we're scaled at a size that what we can ferment, we actually have the capacity to distill, so it wouldn't assist us specifically to have truckloads of beer show up. But larger distilleries might actually could crank up their production if craft breweries and craft wineries could make arrangements to deliver excess product or product that's in demand.
We're going to look that up, Matthew. That's a great recommendation, to look up the ADI and to see if there's some type of resource and something that we could put together that would enable our audience to see if there are things that we could do additionally inside our own communities. Because, Matthew, you're just a great example of a wonderful American and a wonderful neighbor. And thank you for everything that you're doing. All right, you're home, you're worried about your family, your job, the economy, your savings, your bills, your supplies, and of course yourself. It's very difficult to focus on anything, which is what cyber criminals are banking on, that you are just so highly distracted. And never have we had such an influx of people who don't really take internet security seriously, and then now they're all working from home, okay? So maybe you're the tech expert in your family. Maybe you're that person on Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter that helps everybody out. I want you to tweet this out, post this link out to this tip, because it's so important. Your router, number one, is the gateway to the internet. I want you to make sure that you get all the firmware updates. You get into the router's admin page and you open up your browser and you start getting into the settings. You look at encryption and wireless security. We'll tell you exactly what you need to do inside this tip. Then look at your whole Internet of Things, your smart speakers, your crock pots, whatever it may be, and video doorbells. Make sure that they're locked down with two-factor authentication and they have a really good password. And speaking of passwords, start putting passwords on your computers, on your Mac, and on your Windows PC. And again, we're going to teach you how to do it. Protect all your accounts with two-factor authentication. It can be hard or it can be easy. We tell you how to do it the easy way. And finally, you need to back up everything. And of course, we're going to recommend our longtime sponsor, iDrive, for that. And you can find links to everything that I just spoke about free on our website. Head over to commando.com, KOMANDO.com. Once you're there, click the link that says Kim Show. Wasn't that just so nice of Mackie to talk about everything that he's doing and then also giving credit to everybody else along the way? That's a good person. Coming right back, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Sissy in, Crestview, Florida. Learning, we got a lot of calls from Florida today. Where's Crestview, Florida, Sissy?
Crestview, Florida is just north of Destin, about 25 minutes.
Oh, you know, my brother used to live in Niceville.
Oh my God, Niceville's 10 minutes. Yeah, just south of here.
I know, and it was always so funny because I always thought, like you live in Niceville? It's like...
The joke here is, oh, you'll like Niceville. It's nice.
Well, let me tell you. I went to go visit my brother and I got a rental car and I was, you know, I don't know where I was in Niceville, but I just remember there was like a Kmart and a shopping center there. And yeah. I was waiting at the light and this guy bumps into me behind me and I'm in red light, you know, just like, you know, he hits the back of my car. So I pull off to the side and it's, you know, he's got a big truck and I'm in like this little, you know, kind of almost rental car, you know what I mean? You know, could you buy, you always rent the
right.
small thing.
And barely a car.
Yeah, exactly. And so I get out of the car, I look at him and I look at the big truck and I said, you know, it's okay. It's a rental. I'm fine. And then he looks at me and he says, just like this. And I'll never forget, ma'am, I was just giving you a love tap because I just thought you were so purty.
I love it.
And I went,
I love it.
I looked at him and said, you know what? I think I'm going to be late. Thank you, though. I mean, do you say thank you to that? I don't know. So,
well, down here in this part of Florida, they call us L.A., Lower Alabama.
Yes.
So.
Lower. It's L.A., Lower Alabama.
It's L.A., but we're Lower Alabama for sure.
So what's going on? How can I help you, Sissy?
Well, I'm a huge fan, so I am thrilled to be speaking with you. I moved you from Ohio to Florida with me a year ago.
You know
so
what? I like Florida much
Florida.
Better. Yes.
Me too. So, Kim, I want to expand my current business by launching an online magazine using a program called flowpaper.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's like an interactive PDF type of platform.
Yes, exactly. And several people that I know that have online magazines use Flowpaper. And what I want to do, if this is possible, and this I need a lot of your expertise here, my current website that I have was developed and written by some really techie people.
Okay.
Google certified. What I want to do is duplicate the backside of that. By the backside, I mean the scoring models of the website and then the speed. And I'm wondering, I am willing to learn programming language so that I can
do it yourself.
So that I can do it myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to, you know, I want to keep the original.
I looked at your website. You're doing like weddings online, which nobody's
yes,
nobody's
I do weddings.
Nobody's getting married online right now, right? Or nobody's getting married.
No,
on the beach.
I do it on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I meant on the beach. I saw a package. Yeah, it's like, yeah. So you did like, I saw one, it was like $300 or something like that, where you, you do, you even had like the flowers for the beach. You know, it's like,
yes. We can even make handmade paper flowers out of heirloom things that they have. And that particular package you're talking about, you can get married in the morning with the sun rising up. Just you and your husband or bride and the officiant, and then I'll be there to take pictures and make a really pretty decoration in the sand and make it very special and romantic.
Your business is going to come back. People are going to get married. Yeah. You know, maybe even now they may even get married more because we expect all kinds of new babies 9 months from now.
Exactly.
Let me give you some places.
I think it'll come back.
Let me give you some places to look at real quick. CodeAcademy.com. Okay. Coursera.
Code Academy. Okay.
Coursera.
Oh, Coursera. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, you may find something on MIT OpenCourseWare. Those are three sites that I think I'd feel comfortable sending you to start learning how to do this. But I want to talk to you again. Go through this, see how what it's going to take. And then I want to learn more about your business model, because I may have some ideas to help you make some more money that way. I mean, if you're using Windows 7, suck it up, Buttercup. It's time for you to get Windows 10. Huge vulnerability, no patch yet, so be careful. All right, information about the coronavirus pandemic is everywhere. And it's not always easy to find the information you're looking for, the information that you really need. But as the COVID-19 testing ramps up, more cases are being confirmed across the country. Now, if you're looking for an easy way to track those numbers as they're updated, there's a relatively new tool that I've been checking out myself and using called the COVID Tracking Project. It collects information from all 50 states, DC, and 5 U.S. territories. It includes positive, negative results, pending results. It's helpful because the CDC doesn't publish complete testing data. You can find out more and where to access the COVID Tracking Project over at commando.com. Hey, thanks for joining us. Stay home. Flatten the curve. If you need help, we're there at the website 24/7, KOMANDO.com.